Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm going back and forth right now with Dr. Tenpenny, friends. You ready for this one? My friend Dan Good just sent this out to me a couple hours ago. No surprise here. Censorship is the biggest crime, one of them, being committed against the American people right now, illegally by big tech with the help of Section 230, which they're using to basically attack their political opposition with. YouTube just, I've had three channels up. They've already pulled two of them. They're going back to old radio shows. They're doing everything in their power to just basically expunge all of us from their sites. And folks, again, this needs to stop because, again, George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, said that, listen, if your freedom of speech is ever taken away, dumb, you will be led like sheep to the slaughter. And it's exactly what they're doing right now. Now, the reason I brought up Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is because this is what was sent to me. Okay, Zach Voorhees, vax skeptic Sherry Tenpenny kicked off of social media platform. Okay, this is the truth platform, Donald Trump's platform. Let me say it again. This is Donald Trump's platform. Someone may be finally catching up after 7 years of this con man, but they said if this is true, Trump's Truth Social is just as evil as a gatekeeper for Big Pharma as the big tech is. Of course. I mean, really, people? If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, same thing there, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm showing you. I'm showing you the fruit of this criminal. He's a con man. Right? Put him up and his actions up against Deuteronomy 17, friends. And what a representative under the law, Article 6, Section 2, is supposed to do and be a part of. Okay? If you're on social media platforms, you can see this right now. If this is true, Trump's Truth Social is just as evil as a gatekeeper for Big Karma as Big Tech is. Well, who gave you Joe Biden? Donald Trump did. The same person that failed to bring prosecution to Barack Obama, the worst president in history, remember? And Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, for all of their lies. Remember that special prosecutor that was never brought forth? But when are you going to wake up? This guy says one thing, he look to the opposite direction, friends, because that's what he's doing, period. Account banned for Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Okay, so I went and asked her, I said, Dr. Tenpenny, I said, when are you people going to wake up to the likes of Donald Trump? She said, was that meant for me? I said, did you get kicked off of Trump's site? She said, yes, permanently banned. So that's going straight to the source once again. That's what we do here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And letting you know as to how these games with your freedoms are being played, friends. And Donald Trump is the one that served up the vaccines, just so you can all link on to the truth of the matter here, friends. I can't do everything for you, but tell you what they're doing. And friends, they're doing it again, and they're doing it again. And there's another fine example of Donald Trump for you being played out right in the face of the American people. What do you do? I don't know. Wanted to show you this, too, before we get going on. If this does not move the people to right the wrongs, nothing will. Did you see this? Because we played an audio video of this. This Uvalid mom says she was handcuffed. Well, what we didn't know, she said that she was handcuffed while trying to save the kids and that authorities threatened her not to speak out. Do you think that has anything to do with maybe, I don't know, why people question the narrative with the mainstream media and these corrupt agencies that have been used to create the crimes over and over to only blame their political opposition, like their father, the devil, John 8:44? Right, here, let me show it to you again. This is mainstream media telling on themselves. Uvalid mom says she was handcuffed while trying to save kids and that authorities threatened her not to speak out. Hey, folks, the more they threaten you not to speak out, that means that you need to speak out all the more. This is absolutely incredible. Incredible. Folks, Uvalid mom says she was handcuffed. One of her kids or a couple of her kids were inside of the school. She was handcuffed by the said sheriffs who were given a stand down order watching a lunatic allegedly outside of the school shoot it up for 12 minutes. Then mysteriously, one of the teachers jarred the door for her to open up for the said shooter to go in and kill as many kids as possible. Right, and the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. And of course he took the time to put this on social media platforms that he killed his grandma, and he took his AR-15 conveniently and put it up on social media platforms. Oh, and whoa, what are all these corrupt politicians doing? Illegally and unlawfully, they're trying to create policies to strip you of your God-given rights as they continuously accuse you of the crimes of the criminals. Law abiders, listen to this. We don't need gun control, friends. We need to deal with corrupt politicians that still don't understand that they serve we the people. We need to put that in check, okay? And we need to put them in check. And for those that are persistent in their ways, we need to impeach them and prosecute them. That is what we find when we peruse the U.S. Constitution. Again, I can only tell you what needs to be done. I can't do everything for you. I mean, but it does get to the point where enough is enough, right? I surely hope it does. Something I told you some time back, and here we go again. DeSantis knocks Biden, blaming the media for his problems. Of course, DeSantis is on social media platforms because that's where the powers that are tolerated, what they do when they mean to promote one of their candidates. And you can mark my words on DeSantis, friends. He is a part of the problem. He is doing everything in his power to appease and to play up to the people under false pretenses as he is a freedom fighter when, in fact, he is doing the opposite. And we have shown you that time and time and time again, friends. Okay? What I'm going to do when I come back, I got to show you one more thing before we get to our message. If this does not move the people to right the wrongs, nothing will. Let me say it again. If this does not move the people to right the wrongs, nothing will. Folks, the information I'm going to give to you in just a couple minutes, to say the least, it's shocking. It really is shocking. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you something else that's going on, and of course the mainstream media is censoring this. Folks, I want you to think about this. When you go to a social media platform, for example, on my phone, the ones that they serve up, it's interesting how the mainstream media has a free hand on all of your information. Of course, you can't be on there because Facebook will ban you, or YouTube will ban you, or Google will expunge you, or just erase your very existence. And of course, it's all leading you and corralling you into the same mentality as everybody else. The reason I'm bringing that up is because this is the kind of stuff that's important for people to know. It was the same thing that was going on during the pandemic. The mainstream media was driving the narrative that this is good, you need to have them or else. And there was other outlets such as Health News Impact or Health Impact News that were telling you just the exact opposite, as were the doctors across not just the United States but across the globe. Big tech must lawfully be dealt with. Folks, and keep in mind, as they are censoring you, they're also now trying to disarm you at the same time illegally. They're doing both of the things that they're doing completely illegally, unlawful, which makes them criminal, and they must be lawfully dealt with. There's your resolve, friends. There's your resolve. Leviticus 25, verse 15, read it when you get a moment. Now, what I want to do is I want to go over here, and I want you to check this out, because Deuteronomy 28:43 tells us, and I'm going to go there right now. It tells us that they will be made the head and you will be made the tail, okay? And who are they talking about? They're talking about the stranger that is within thee shall get above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and play this video for you, audio for you, and I want you to see what's going on. And again, I want to put it up against what the mainstream media is withholding from the American people and the truth that we should all have concerning the dangers of what is, again, taking place here. I mean, this is insane stuff that's taking place in your country right now. And now, for some reason or another, of course, I want to show you what the mainstream media doesn't want you to see. I'm trying to pull up the website, and I don't know why, but here, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and refresh it, see what that does. Okay, we'll go ahead and try that again. And we'll listen in as to what this video says and what it plays out.
On the news, this is a Mexican channel.
It's a Mexican channel.
You're not going to see it on the news.
You're not going to see it in America.
Some of the people coming, these are all Venezuelans.
These are all coming from Venezuela.
Of the United States.
Okay, if you're on social media platforms, you can check this out.
It's called Rumbo.
Okay, he's recording this from his telephone, but just watch the audio, or I'm sorry, watch the video and listen to the audio the best that you can. These are all the massive amounts of people coming from Venezuela right now into the United States of America. This is all being censored by the mainstream media while you're being extracted through Ukraine, gun debates, unlawful, I should add. Look at all these people that are heading towards America, coming to the U.S. This fellow patriot is a video that you will not see in the nightly news, Fox included. This is from a Mexican channel, and these illegal immigrants are all from Venezuela. This is no joke. They'll be here in about 11 days. Keep in mind, this is excluding the Mexicans, Al-Qaeda, other terrorists coming into our country. The millions of dollars, the million-dollar question is why our so-called conservative reps or senators, maybe an AG or two, haven't indicated this individual in office right now for treason. Trump as well, Obama as well, the Clintons as well, the Bushes as well, friends. This has been going on for a long time. But what you're witnessing right now on social media platforms, friends, is just that. These are all the illegals coming into the United States of America, and it's being reported that they're going to be here in the United States within 11 days. Within 11 days. Okay?
Here they come.
This is insanity.
Right there.
Who is alluring them into America, friends? Your said representatives. Workers. Those that are going to listen to the show on a replay, you're listening to me after work. You went to work today. All of your tax dollars are going to allure these people in to your country. Under judgment, the Lord says that he'll make them the head and us the tails. Why are we under judgment? Because we are failing to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. That's why we're in trouble. Okay? What we're disobeying the Lord, the American people are, at every given turn. You know, isn't it interesting, friends, going on now line upon line as to how June is somehow or another supposed to be the gay pride parade month or gay pride month. They have a gay pride parade here in the state of Minnesota, I was just thinking of. But isn't it interesting that it's all predicated or premised upon a lie? The whole gay agenda. Of course, you understand that throughout the scriptures, from the Genesis all the way to Revelation, there's 33 references of the Lord condemning or making reference to righteous kings condemning and basically kicking the Sodomites out of their land or lawfully dealing with them, like it tells us to in Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, Jude 1:7. The list goes on. But what's interesting about it, this is all sold to you, okay, just teeing this up. This is all being sold to you off of the lie concerning Matthew Shepard, okay? The whole gay agenda. And you know how I love to tell you, because I could do 5 hours of shows right now showing you how the Sodomites are attacking. And then what happens, the cameras show up, and then what they do is they play the victim. See, what they do is they slap your face, they attack you, then when the cameras get there, they play the victim, and the mainstream media is right there to drive their illegal narrative. I want everybody to understand this before I get going on this, okay? In the United States of America, it's illegal, the act of sodomy. So what I did is I did a little homework right before the show, before we get into, if this does not move the people to right the wrongs, nothing will. And the reason I'm saying that is because there's still 16 states in the United States that still have sodomy laws in place, Michigan being one of them. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, as I said, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. Three states specifically target their statutes at same-sex relations only, Kansas, Kentucky, and Texas. And maybe that's because common sense comes into play, okay? You must have a man and a woman to procreate, okay? And so we don't really need to go down that road. But what we need to understand is in every state statute throughout all 50 states, the act of sodomy is a felony. Okay, in Rhode Island, if you were caught in the act of sodomy, you could go to prison for 21 years. All the way, folks, I played video for you from 1962, I believe, where in California, they showed videos to kids that if you were to encounter a man or a woman that were sodomites or lesbians, you were to turn them into the authorities. All the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. Now they have people believing that if you don't go along with it, then you're a hater and you're bigot. Then, you know what, so be it. I stand guilty as charged, okay? Because I'm going to hold to the law that condemns all crime, not just their crime. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9 as well. Because they shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. And we love people, all people, enough to tell them the truth. But they have to make the choice as to how they're going to respond, Deuteronomy 30:19. I can't do that for them. Okay? But again, I had to go to a gay website to see this. Okay? This is what pulled up. Okay, and of course, they're sitting there with a big smile on their face, men dressed up as women, and their signs state, sodomize me, it's legal. I mean, this is called daring the justice of God, friends, and it's exactly what they're doing. So let me go on this, and let's premise our conversation as to the topics we're going to cover here in just a couple minutes. Because, again, what I want to do is I want to show you that they set themselves up as the victim when, in fact, they're the ones perpetrating the crime to tear down the law so they can make a prey as to who they will and whom they so choose. Okay, Matthew Shepard and the lie. James Byrd Jr., who the hate crime is named after, along with Matthew Shepard, by the way, was a black man who was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas in June of 1998. The men offered Byrd a ride, but instead of bringing him to his destination, they beat him, and then they dragged Byrd behind the black man behind a pickup truck along an asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd was pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved from side to side. Okay? Byrd, who remained conscious throughout the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of an American cemetery. Okay? The same year, Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten. Okay? He was tied to a fence and left for dead. But let's ask the question, why was Matthew Shepard brutally beaten? Why was he tied to a fence, and why was he left for the dead? This is what's important that you understand, but I want you to see how these sick minds have attempted to correlate and tie the tails for it to mean the same thing on the behalf of Matthew Shepard, when, again, nothing could be further from the truth. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A new Economist YouGov poll found that 55% of Americans believe the United States is already in the midst of a recession. This as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is telling lawmakers on Tuesday that the Biden administration is working hard to mitigate the pain that all Americans are feeling at the gas pump and the grocery store.
To dampen inflationary pressures without undermining the strength of the labor market, an appropriate budgetary stance is needed to complement monetary policy actions by the Federal Reserve.
Migrants from Venezuela are making up much of a caravan that left southern Mexico Monday, heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. The caravan expected to reach close to 15,000 migrants. This is USA Radio News. The top Senate Democrat says his members are continuing talks with Senate Republicans as they try to reach some sort of compromise bill to address gun violence. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, on the Senate floor Tuesday morning says he's giving them some space to get a result.
We know we're not going to get everything we want. We know that the push for even more meaningful gun safety will continue after this debate, but making real progress is very important.
A recount is set to take place in a tightly contested congressional primary. From the USA Radio News New York News Bureau, Kenneth Burns explains.
Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to finish this point off, and then I'll take some calls, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, friends, that I am premising where hate crimes originated from. And I'm telling you the story of a man named James Byrd Jr., who was a black man picked up by three white men, in Jasper, Texas in June of 1998. He was then dragged behind a pickup truck along asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd, who remained conscious throughout the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of an American cemetery. Now listen carefully. The same year, Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for the dead. Now this was portrayed as a hate crime because, by the way, all crime is motivated by hate. Okay, you can't break it up and call it a hate crime because it's aimed at somebody because of their gender, their color, whatever the case is. It's all, folks, this is all going towards them basically defining what mental health is, mental issues are concerning those that want to to point the finger at and say that person needs to be mentally held accountable. He needs to go to a health center. He needs to be evaluated. Same thing for guns. Folks, all the way around, this is dangerous where we're at, in a big way, to say the least. But Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for the dead. Okay, this, again, was portrayed as a hate crime because Shepard was homosexual, sodomite. Okay, when in fact it was a bungled burglary, not motivated by hate at all. This isn't how it was sold to you. Recently, one of Shepard's murderers told ABC News that he was high on crystal meth during the attack, and it was the drugs that sparked his rage, not Shepard's orientation. During the trial, however, the killers remained silent about the issue in exchange for not receiving the death sentence. So you have the sick-minded telling the two guys to go along with it, and if you go along with it, we won't execute you. Okay, you're going to go along with the narrative that we set, and you're going to basically account for the actions that we say that you're guilty of. This is how it's all premised, friends. Ben Fritzen, a former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case, even told ABC News, Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in the homicide. If it was not Shepard, they would have found another easy target. What it really came down to really is drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for trouble, and they found it. So that's how it all started. Okay, now, but what, you know what, hang on a second. I'm going to take Jeannie from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What can I do for you, ma'am?
Jeannie, hi. Hi, Bradley. I just wanted you to know when you're coming to New Jersey. I would love to see you.
When you set it up, we're going to be in Michigan next month. Then we're going to be in Tennessee. Then we're going to be in Ohio. And that's as far as far out as we are right now. But if you'd like to set something up, please call in, and we'd be more than happy to come to the East Coast. No doubt.
Okay. Next thing, you're the best. The next thing is your sound was totally interrupted for the first 20 minutes in this area, and also on GNC. So I just want you to know that most of the things that you were talking about, starting with Sherry Tenapenny, I did not hear.
Okay, now Jeannie, are you listening to us from are you listening to us on radio, or are you listening to us on the internet?
I'm on the internet. On Before It's News, and I did both Before It's News, and I did on GNC, and it was the same thing for the first 17 minutes.
Okay, and I've seen other people complaining about the same issue, so I totally appreciate your phone call and letting us know. And Jeannie, again, going back to what you originally stated, if you'd like to have us come out, let's do something. We'd be more than happy to meet you out there.
All right, you're the best. Thanks, Bradley.
Thank you, Jeannie. You're the best. It's you guys that are the best. So let's move on here. Thank you for that phone call. And again, it just, again, comes down to look what's going on out there, friends. What's going on out there is a whole lot of illegal censorship taking place here, okay, with this ministry, because they do not want you to have the information that we are giving you. That is on you, Americans, okay? Again, I can only do what I can do. Tim can only do what he can do in the morning, and outside of that, we can't go any further than that. Now, this is really bothersome. And that I even have to take the time to share this. But what is it going to take for the people in the United States of America to move? What is it going to take for the people in this country to right the wrongs and stand up for their children? Because we've already seen it. I warned of it 17 years ago because that's what I'm called to do. Ezekiel 33, verse 3. I was a hater. I was a bigot. I told you it was about the kids. Folks, MSNBC, CNN, other outlets came out, said, look at this long-haired rocker dude, look what he's doing, he's totally lying, he's a bigot, this, that, and the other thing. And the fact of the matter is, I said, no, I'm not going to roll with you that way, because I see the crimes that are being committed against the kids, and I'm not going to act like you're not guilty of them, because you are. And so what am I talking about there? We're just going to go with the Holy Ghost here. And I want you to understand that in 1985, there was a study of the rates of molestation among homosexual pederasts compared to heterosexual pedophiles. And Dr. Paul Cameron, we had him on the radio, by the way, found the following. That 153 pederasts had sexually molested 22,981 boys over an average of 22 years. This is in 1985. This is when sodomites and homosexuals and their crimes were still being condemned. Okay, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. 224 pedophiles molested 4,435 girls over an average of 18 years. This is grown men with young girls. The average pederast molested an average of 150 boys, and each heterosexual pedophile molested an average of 20 girls, a ratio of 7.5 to 1. Okay, this all coming from homosexual molestation of children, sexual interaction of a teacher and pupil, psychological reports 57, 1985, pages 1227 to 1236. Okay, so the list goes on, and I have more statistics concerning how these sodomites like to zero in on the kids, and I don't think I need to really go there, because I think over the last year and a half, 2 years now, we've seen that even in the schools, they're trying to normalize teacher crimes against students, which again, by the way, I warned of several years ago, and again, I was laughed at, and I was mocked, and I was told by conservative organizations, it's not a big deal, these things will never happen here. I know. No, if we stick to the word, we're going to understand why we stick to the word here. Just found out in Wright County, Minnesota, a man sentenced in child pornography possession case. It's interesting how we have these individuals who are given a free hand at basically making a prey out of children, and if they dare do it, anybody dare stands up against them for some reason or another, that's a big no-no. Well, it's going to be a big no-no here, and it's going to be a big no-no with a lot of adults across the country, because I know a lot of adults that are not going to put up with this, and it's a very dangerous place to put yourself in if you want to go ahead and mess with their children in any sense of the word. Now, that's what daddies do, and that's what they've always done, and it's what they're going to continuously do, right? So let's go to this, and I'm looking for another article here, friends, that I had pulled up outside of the one that I just had pulled up, and it was, of course, the piece that I had with the sodomite Satanist in Minnesota that wanted basically a free hand at going after the children here. So let's just move on. So I'm showing you this right now. Wright County man sentenced in child pornography possession case. That's in the state of Minnesota. He's getting 15 years. It's interesting, friends. The reoccurring crimes of these individuals is in the 70% ratio. The Bible is clear when it tells us it's better for them to take a millstone, wrap it around their own neck, and throw themselves or cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend these little ones. 17:2 of Luke. And why do they do it? Because they're driven by their father, and that's who they yield to. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that these people, I believe, have crossed the lines. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Well, what about rehabilitation? Jesus can save anybody. Yeah, but there's lines. You'll notice in the Old Testament, you just didn't go that direction. I also want to show you the lines drawn in the sand here in the United States of America, because I have in front of me right now for all of these drag queen meetings at churches and libraries where 5 or 10 people show up, and then the mainstream media tries to blow it up like everybody's doing it. It's interesting that it's a big, big no-no. You can go to jail for a long time in doing so, but for some reason or another, the law is completely out of sight and out of mind, just like that of even the sodomites. The mainstream media is trying to push forward what? They're trying to push forward the normalization of the crimes that, again, we here at the Sons of Liberty tried to share with you a long time ago. And for some reason or another, the people didn't want to go down that road. So, moving fast forward, okay? This morning, I get this from one of my friends. This is from Ottawa Department of Public Health in Michigan. Now, listen, they've already got in Michigan a sick-minded individual that sets as an attorney general. Friends, you do realize in Michigan, right, it's against the law. Sodomy's against the law, but you've allowed an attorney general to be put in place. Isn't this also the same state that I went to? I believe it was called Denison, Michigan, where we had did an event there, and it was interesting because when I was called in to show up, when we got there, I flew out there, me and my son did, and there was 22 police officers inside of the building, and I looked at the sheriffs and I said, what are you doing in here? I thought I was the hater. I thought they were the victim. victims, but yet you're in here protecting me from them? You have it backwards, I thought. I also noticed all the fences were pulled down. The stage was set. They already had all the media vans all set up and their satellites. They had to make it out to be that Bradley Dean is in town. And you know what? The devil's here now, saith they. But the fact of the matter is, I was just the light that exposed those devils, Ephesians 5:11, because that's what I believe we're called to do without a question in our minds. Oh, did I forget to tell you all the paid provocateurs that were then sent in? I'll go right back to Ottawa Department of Health in just a moment, because, friends, if this doesn't move the people to right the wrongs, nothing will.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Okay, so I got it back up on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com, both sides of the page, left side, top left side, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about if this does not move the people to right the wrongs, nothing will. If you're on social media platforms right now, I am showing you a sick-minded individual. Don't sit there and tell me, friends, about how many of these people can be rehabilitated. Because I'll tell you what, as the judge slaps them on the hand, they go into prison and they're killed by others that were violated by such people that were never dealt with. Taxpayer-funded pride event to be hosted by Satanist incest pornographer. Folks, these are illegal activities going on. And nobody's making any reference to law right now. I just did it for you again. It's a crime. They must be held accountable. Who's going to do it? You're going to have to do it. Okay? So this is what I received from Ottawa Department of Public Health from a friend today. Dear parent, the power to decide the campaign to prevent unplanned pregnancy has nothing to do with them. It's none of their business. Reports that youth consistently say that parents, not peers, not partners, and not popular culture, most influence their decision about relationships and sex. Who gave them representative powers to go ahead and write a letter like that in the first place, first and foremost? This folder contains some tips and scripts to help parents have an 18-year conversation with their kids about relationships, love, sex, and birth control. I'm not making it up. Moreover, a majority of teens agree that it would be easier for them to postpone sexual activity and avoid teen pregnancy. That's a fact. If they were able to have more open and honest conversations about these topics with their parents. According to the 2019 Youth Assessment Survey taken by students in Ottawa County, Michigan, the average age student first had oral sex or sexual intercourse was 15. I believe it says 15 to 16 years of age. By 12th grade, 42% of students had engaged in oral sex, 38% sexual intercourse, 70% had assessed internet pornography, which, by the way, was illegal until 1968, and 47% had been involved in sexting. So the Ottawa County Department of Public Health understands the importance of parenting and the parents talking with their children about abstinence and sexuality. We also have to understand the difficulty that the parents have in discussing these sensitive topics. I want you to, again, friends, to understand that pornography comes from the Supreme Court being basically defined as free speech, which it is not. Our laws condemn all of this, okay? Our said representatives are the ones attempting to normalize this. This, all of this is coming from government, okay? To go online and to access pornography so easily, friends, this is all, isn't it interesting how it's accessible by young kids, okay? Because the target here is the kids, because if they can demoralize you, they can control you. But what I want you to see is this. We've already seen the schools come out and try to create books, which they've done, normalizing the crimes between children, okay, basically between adults and children, okay. And I also want you to pay attention that we've already seen over the last year to 2 years, I'm sorry for reiterating this, friends, but I must, child pornography into the elementary education. That is, folks, every single school that advocated that, every single one of them that advocated for indoctrinating the students in such a fashion, that is felony. That's a felony. The sheriffs must be involved. And they must condemn the crimes. If not, then you better look behind the sheriff, because there's more to it than what he seems to be or she seems to be. Okay? They're covering up for somebody. But again, friends, understand, they've already zeroed in on your kids. They've already tried to normalize pornography to children in elementary schools. Okay? So they're showing you exactly who they are. This is all coming from the top to the bottom. This is all being, they're attempting to, I should say, this is all coming from the mainstream media. They're all pushing this direction. This is why the church should be the light right now and stand up and push back. I was making a point when I was in Jenison, Michigan, when I was there a couple years back. I'm telling you what, folks, when they knew that I came, I was all over the papers. Okay? Why? Because they knew I was going to preach the Word of God uncompromisingly. Okay? When I got there, they pulled down the fences, 22 sheriffs there to protect me, right? None of them would talk to me, by the way, bunch of cowards. They were given the stand-down order from the lieutenant governor and the attorney general of the state, and I knew it because I told them before we got there, this is all coming down from the top, and sure enough, they found out that it was coming from the top. And what's also interesting to note is all the vans and the satellites were already put in place, okay? And the attack was on, and it's like, I invited it. Go for it. because the people are sick and tired of this. They know what you're doing. And we're going to let them know again after you get done doing your little hatchet job here, or so you think. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Spoiling prince and powers, principalities and powers, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That's what I wanted to add in there after we heard the second part of that, but we need to add the first part of that as well, right? And so what I didn't get to finish telling you was that they also brought in busloads of paid provocateurs of kids to jam the message. Okay. They were there. I watched them drop the kids off with signs condemning anybody that stands up against their felonious crimes, okay? And interestingly enough, throughout the presentation, they did their best to continuously jam the message, shout us down. Well, we had these big speakers, and I had a screen presentation, and of course, I was condemning the parents for what they were raising up, Luke 7:35. Okay, now let's go back to Ottawa concerning the information that was relayed to me this morning, and I confirmed it, okay? Normal development behaviors. This also came as a part of this a sheet letter that was sent by Ottawa County. Now listen carefully, because if this doesn't move the people to right the wrongs, nothing will. Ready? Normal developmental behaviors related to sexuality. Who are they to tell us this? Okay. Explore body parts, including genitalia or genitals. Begin exploring genitals between 6 and 10 months old. Yep, this is how sick these people are. Begin to develop an attitude towards their own bodies. Experience genital pleasures from birth boys. And there's some things I'm not going to say. Having blank and girls lubricating their genitalia. Learn expected behaviors for boys and girls. This is your government. This is your government doing this, but I've already told you this, okay? Ages between 3 and 4, coming on the second side of this flip sheet or this front page from the city of Ottawa, or county of Ottawa, ages 3 to 4, become aware and very curious about gender-boy differences. Teaching kids 3 to 4 years old to masturbate. This is coming from the county of Ottawa in Michigan, okay? Playhouse, doctor, or explore other forms of sex play with friends and siblings. This is a crime. Have fun with bathroom humor. Mimic adults' sexual behavior. Begin to repeat curse words. Hey, Michigan, are you listening? This is why this is going forward, because these are the people pushing it forward. Begin to repeat curse words. There's blasphemy laws, friends. Are you curious about their own origins? Where did I come from? Ages 5 to 8. Continue sex play and masturbation. 5 to 8 years old. Where are the parents to stand up and sue and prosecute these individuals? Become very curious about pregnancy and birth. Have strong same-sex friends. Girls and boys learn different styles of communicating. Girls tend to form close and intimate friendships, one or two other girls. Boys usually play in larger groups. Their play is rougher and more oriented about, it's hard to read, friends, around mutual interests and activities. Show strong interest in male-female roles that are often stereotyped regardless of parents approaching to childbearing. Friends, they're showing you who's advocating the crime. Have a new awareness of authority figures. In other words, get away from your parents. This is a part of the judgments of God. Another people will take them away from you and you'll have no power within your hand to right the wrongs. Have a new awareness of authority figures. This is criminal. Teachers may be seen as knowing more than parents. Compare their own situations with those of peers. Complaints about lack of fairness. Begin to conform to peer style of dress and speech. Engage in name calling and teasing. Folks, if in Ottawa Department, this is the Ottawa Department of Public Health. Every one of those that are responsible for the content of that letter must be prosecuted. If this doesn't move the people to right the wrongs, what will, Americans?
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.